I love equipment. I do a lot of my own work, you know, in my house and stuff like that.
Cindy Childs of Falls Church, Virginia, is looking over the shoulder of home improvement instructor Bruce Spar, who's slicing a flat, wide piece of wood with a power saw.
Basically, we're going to cut it in half.
Okay.
You always want to put your hand back here, away from the blade, and we're going to make a 45-degree cut.
Bruce Spar runs a home improvement class in the corner of a Home Depot store in the Washington, D.C. area, teaching customers how to use the products correctly and safely. Home Depot instructors like Mr. Spar now offer training exclusively to women like Cindy Childs.
She's wearing eye protection because you will have debris occasionally splinter up, and of course you want to protect your eyes. And also she's wearing ear protection. And as you'll hear, these saws do get are loud. Okay, Cindy, why don't you go ahead and take a hand at it.
How'd that feel, Cindy?
Oh, that was really nice.
Female customers at home repair stores have consistently outnumbered males in the last 5 years, according to surveys by Home Depot and other retailers. And that, experts say, reflects a broader social trend. More single women owning their own homes, doing their own repairs. Carol Luton is a spokeswoman for Home Depot.
I do know that 57% own their own home, either because of divorce or because delayed marriage. And so they are making a good income, and yet they're not married. They decide to invest in a home as opposed to rent. Renting an apartment. So I think that all those reasons come into play when you look at a single woman and home improvement.
Whether it's painting a room or fixing a leaky faucet. Nowadays, many American men lack the fix-it skills that previous generations learned. Or some men are just not interested in what's traditionally been a man's job. So many women either hire contractors, which costs more than doing it yourself, or they do it themselves, and many say they enjoy the work, according to Cynthia Magazine. Ms. Magazine, who works with the nonprofit home building group Habitat for Humanity, calls home repair work empowering for women.
Women tend to be very intellectual and get into jobs that involve their brains. But working with your hands gives you another option for using a different part of yourself than you've ever used before, and that's very empowering. To find out that you may have thought you were a klutz when you tried basketball, but by George, you know, you really can use a staple gun, a nail gun, an air gun of some kind. That's pretty exciting when that happens.
Exciting, sure, but possibly dangerous. That's why the Home Depot store offers classes on how to use tools like a nail gun.
Would you like to operate a nailer just to sort of test it out? All right.
What's that feel like, Cindy?
Oh, it's really easy to use.
Carol Luton, the spokeswoman for Home Depot, says the number of women who've enrolled in the store's home repair classes has reached 250,000 nationwide in 2 years, enough perhaps to call it the start of a women's home repair movement. I'm Andrew Barrack.